From Relay FM, you're listening to Conduit, the show where we can do our own thing with our own productivity systems. Welcome to Conduit, the show that tells you to stop the things that you think are good for you, but actually are not. This episode is brought to you by Ecamm. I'm Kathy, and with me today is the very patient and very kind Jay Miller. Hi, Jay.
I am patient and kind. Wow. These were not words that I would expect to hear about me, since apparently I am usually very aggressively mean towards white and black animals in North Asia. But
well, yeah, that's that. Listen, we're not talking about that. Not until our shout out feedback section. But for being patient and kind in the fact that I've basically made you come up with topics the last few weeks because I'm, you know, losing my mind just a little bit. But yeah, you're doing great. So thank you for being here.
Thanks. I'm always happy to come up with topics. And honestly, it's the thing that makes this show so easy to do is that our lives are both so stressful at times that we can usually just talk about what's happening.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's a very good, very, very good point. All right. Well, this week in the Discord, a bunch of things happened, of which I have a hard time following because I was stressed out of my mind, so I didn't follow a whole lot. However, there's a handy dandy channel called Starboard that lets me know what things happened that were interesting enough to get starred. And basically a whole bunch of things happened, including Relay FM Switch On 10th anniversary was spotted in the London Underground on a sign for the Hackney Empire.
I saw that.
Which is pretty darn cool. Like, it's real. It's happening. Fairly quickly, in fact. We should probably, and by we, I mean myself in the suits, should probably get to planning actual show itself.
I'm still gonna buy my tickets because so many things have happened recently that have caused delays and things, and plans are just changing rapidly. But I'm excited for that, and I'm happy to see that, you know, we're showing love out in London. They're going to be, I feel bad for everybody that sees that and goes, oh, that looks like fun, and then goes to the site and realizes that it's sold out already. But, you know, it should still be fun. I'm excited. Yeah.
Well, and there are still a handful of seats left. And if you are listening to this and do not have your ticket yet, and you are a member or want to become a member, you can do so and hop into the Discord where there are some, unfortunately, some people are not able to make it. And so they they have their tickets available for sale. So you can sneak in and get some better seats.
Buy your tickets on the Relay FM gray, no CGP market.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, exactly. What happened in our co-working session?
So our co-working session was really interesting because we talked about this idea of fabricating luck and chance in your processes, whether it's hiring or looking for promotions or doing things like this. You know, we often are talking about this as folks are trying to think of new strategies, and It was interesting that both Kathy and I were able to share a few experiences where it seems like we were in the right place at the right time, but really what happened was we kind of inserted ourselves into this weird space that then led us to be into the right space at the right time. I think it's, we're not just getting our tasks done. We're offering career advice and, some dubious advice sometimes. And
We're not legal or tax scholars.
Oh, I learned that this week. I think this is the last week that the last time I'm ever doing my own taxes.
And we'll talk a little bit. We'll wait for this for the connection checks because we'll be talking about taxes a little bit more. But if you like what that sounds like. Nope, that's not. Let's try this again. If that sounds like something you are interested in and you want to join us for our next co-working session in the off weeks with myself and Jay, or listen live as we're recording in the Discord, you can visit imasuperconductor.com to become a member of Conduit today. That's letter I, letter M, letter A, superconductor.com. And now we have a little bit of feedback. Jay, would you like to read the first little bit of feedback shout outs that we have?
So the red panda of the show, James, says, I'm prepared to meet you halfway and let a red panda into my office. Your move, Jay. I mean, I'm just saying, like, if you magically secured a red panda and you were like, let's do this thing, I might be down. That would be so cool. But also, I'm going to have a lot of questions for you.
I mean, he did get a stuffed red panda and let him into his office. So that was kind of special.
No, we don't need turning red to make yet another appearance in my life. I'm wanting real or it didn't happen.
Okay, fine. We also have some feedback from Pillix, our tech podcast listener of the show, who let us know he'd be talking about PodShift on the co-working session, which in fact he did. And that was pretty neat to see kind of an idea that's being developed in a way that like my brain never could have imagined. And then also mentioned that the song Zen that we talked about last episode, as he says, really slaps hard. He was ready for it because he knew of Grandson, but still was not ready for that much slap. So if you can handle a little bit of swearing and a little bit of some amazing music, Zen by the Ex-Ambassadors with Grandson and someone else that I definitely remember. There is a link in the previous episode to follow along. Again, it is not Relay FM appropriate because of the F word, but other than that, it's a great song.
I'm being told that I have to go dig up the evidence. Oh, that doesn't count. Get out of here with this. I want red squirrel looking panda animal. Come on now. Come on now.
And then Aaron really enjoyed our last episode as well, that the whole intro was quite a thing because we had a whole lot of energy, a specific type of energy, shall we say, in the pre-show that definitely translated over into the show.
Did we?
And so that was fun. Oh, yeah. It was a whole thing. You should go listen to the episode. It's a really good one.
You know what's interesting is I talk about this and normally I listen to the episodes and I think my podcasting backlog was just way too much last week that I totally missed it. So the one time I miss it, apparently we get all the compliments for just producing bangers left and right. And if you like the fact that we do that, hey, go give us a 5-star review somewhere. I've been told that helps, but I've also been told that, you know, who knows? So do that. Do all the reviews, 5 stars, thumbs up, like and subscribe, ring the bell, smash the buttons, all those things.
Moving on, how did you, it's time for connection check.
Zap, because this connection check
hurt. The people want it.
The connection check hurt me, Kathy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. How'd it go?
So my connection check was to do my expletive taxes. Taxes are done. Kathy, I've never been more concerned about the accuracy of my taxes before. The last time that I did them, I was very, very concerned about the accuracy of them. So it is definitely a moment of dread and peril, but they got approved by three of the states that I had to file for. Literally had to spend $60 to get a return of $8 in Utah because of how I spent that 1 week in Utah, and my former employer decided that they were going to send a W-2 because I was there during a pay period. So,
that's not okay.
Yeah, it was very, very dumb. I was not happy. And also everything felt backwards. Federal, which usually gives back money, says I owed them a bunch of money. California, who's notorious for asking for money, said, hey, we owe you a bunch of money. And then Georgia, who is supposed to be a tax shelter, said, you owe us a bunch of money. But in the end, it all washed out to be relatively even. So I'm like,
good.
So I'm like, okay, I feel like I did something. And again, everybody accepted the return as it was prepared. So time
don't to worry. If there's something wrong, you'll get a physical letter in about 3 to 5 years telling exactly. you that you did it wrong.
They'll be like, you did it wrong, and now you owe us back taxes for 3 years. And yeah.
Well, by then you'll probably hopefully have a tax accountant who can manage those notices for you.
I love it.
Send you a link to my dude, because my connection check was also to do my taxes. At the very least, I knew I needed to get stuff done for the new entity that was created for Dragonmount, and get that all situated and find out, hey, is there something that's needed for my personal taxes with this? And I also came out in a wash. The amount owed for federal is about the amount refunded in Oregon, or vice versa. I don't remember which one. It doesn't matter. It's all fake money anyways. So go us. We are adulting.
I also wonder, before I wonder, please tell me the new entity is called Unicorn Inc.
No, it's Dragonmount. It's an actual entity as opposed to someone's sole proprietorship. So,
or Mounting Dragons Inc.
Yeah. Yeah. That's our future OnlyFans.
Oh, dear.
I think it's time for. Oh, wait. Did you have another comment to
make? Oh, I was just wondering, now that I'm back into the. Last year, I cut ties with my last solo contracting gig. And now my only contracting gig technically is Relay. So I'm hoping that that's going to make things simpler. But also, I've learned so much about employee stock programs and also doing nonprofit stuff. So I just, it's like one door closes and two more open. And now I'm, never again. I'm just going to have someone else do it, because I ain't got time.
Well, I got a link for you. You can come to my dude, who's amazing. Hooray. And not just because I work for him. Moving on, how did our conductors do?
Well, our tech podcast listener of the show, Pillock, said, slow cooker is cleaned and has been used today to make food for the first time. I applied for jobs and we talked about PodShift during the co-working session. I haven't made so much progress because I've been taking my off days slower because I got sick. Stop getting sick, people. That's the easiest way to be super productive. Just don't get sick ever.
Yep. Good solution.
Yep.
Our tire advocate of the show, Chinta, says, connection check, yellow circle. I prepared and delivered the first part of the training course that I'm giving this week. It's yellow because I wanted to have completed the rest of the course at this point, but still have a few days before part two is ready. Seems like a green to me, but I also understand that it's okay to have a yellow. That's all right. Our oracle of the show, Soph, says, connection check, green apple. I finished my research report and started my new job, which has been keeping me really, really busy, but it's good. I love that. I'm so happy for you, Soph, even if we missed you.
Our robotics engineer of the show, Aiden, says, green heart, worked on the job applications. It's been going steady, even with the business of working a March break camp last week. I don't know what that is, but that's cool. I also have booked a meeting with my school's career advisor tomorrow to help me figure out how to write a better cover letter. Nice. I like this.
I think the camp is like a spring break camp.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, but I don't actually know. So let us know. Our soprano of the show, Debo, says connection check. Greenheart took the clothes to the cleaners and for bonus points, even picked them up a week later. Wow. Yeah. Picking them up. That's the hard part. Well done.
Our shark of the show, One Pair of Shoes, says my connection was to get my guitar restrung. I had to get it done this time, even though Jay said I could get a new one. My wife disagreed. Hey, I tried. I tried. You know, why not punish yourself with a brand new guitar?
Amazing. Our identical twin of the show, Aaron, says connection check, yellow circle. I only just scraped by getting a run in each week. Didn't get quite as much exercise in as I was hoping, but some health stuff did come up just after the last recording date, which threw a wrench into my gears. I think it sounds to me that you probably did successful. So like you successfully did your things that you were hoping to do.
Yep. And our nameless of the show, Nameless, says green check. Looks like we're going back to school. Yay, that's awesome. After discussing with my supervisor and considering the challenging job market, I've decided to pursue further education. I'm currently exploring different schools and majors, which feels daunting as a 20-something compared to when I was a teenager. Oh, just wait until you're a 30-something and then you got to try to figure it out. It's even worse.
Yeah. Our panda of the shoe, panda of the shoe, James. I got some new glasses, which were okay, if not amazing, but good enough to avoid headaches. Good. Unfortunately, they haven't really helped with the increased eye pain, so it does seem that things have generally gotten worse on that front. Did I completely rest and let things heal? I did not. Did I try to do too much to compensate, which made things worse and generally made poor life decisions? Yes, I did. But there's a red panda in my office, Jay.
Well, again, James, please take care of yourself. And actually, today's topic is pretty relevant to some of this. But I'm glad that you at least did some things. But we just got more things to continue to work on. But finally, our fish bear of the show, Fishy Kai, said red circle, didn't get any admin done. Life got in the way, like getting very sick. Again, I'm telling you, productivity hack of the decade. Just don't get sick. Just don't do it. And then you can do all the things that you want to do when you don't get sick, like live stream. This episode of Conduit is brought to you by Ecamm. Speaking of live streaming, Ecamm Live is the leading video production and live streaming studio built for Mac. Ecamm does all aspects of video, not just live streaming. It's perfect for simplifying your workflow. It's easy enough to get started quickly, but powerful enough that you can create just about anything with video. You can do it all with the Ecamm app. I got this new computer, as we talked about in the last systems check that we did. And in that, one of the first things that I wanted to do was make sure that Ecamm was installed because they're asking for me to make plenty of videos. Now, I've used other tools to make videos for a long time, but one of the things that I was getting frustrated with about those other videos was that I had to effectively set up one of my three screens to be perfectly fit for all of the things that I wanted to do and then do a bunch of editing after the fact. But with Ecamm, the thing that's nice about it is it's just my live streaming setup. So all of the stuff that I would normally do for live streaming, I can just set up, and I have a special scene that I use specifically for creating vertical video, which allows me to just move things over to a certain area, only record the windows that I want to record, have that in my scene, and now I'm able to edit my videos even faster, all thanks to Ecamm's easy-to-use user interface. So whether you're streaming, recording, podcasting, or presenting, everything is there in Ecamm, including support for multiple cameras and screen sharing, and a live camera switcher that lets you direct the show in real time. You can stand out from the crowd with high-quality video. Add logos, titles, lower thirds, and graphics, share your screen, drop in video clips, bring on interview guests, or just use a green screen and get rid of all that stuff, and so much more. Ecamm Live does it all. Their members are entrepreneurs, marketing professionals, podcasters, hey, that's us, educators, musicians, church leaders, bloggers, and content creators of all kinds. Get 1 month free today at ecamm.com/conduit using code conduit. That's one whole month free of Ecamm Live at ecamm.com/conduit with the code conduit. Go there now and check it out. Our thanks to Ecamm for their support of this show and Relay FM.
Whew, thanks. All right. So this topic, the title of the document says, "It's good for you. You should stop." Now, Jay, what made you think of this topic idea? I'm sure it had something to do with your life. Tell me more.
Absolutely. So I started in February. I started doing physical therapy for my knees. For those that don't know, I served in the military for 5 years. And during that time, I hyperextended one of my knees and was in a knee brace for, you know, a month and some change. And I never really thought much about it until, you know, I started getting some of my other health situations figured out and going to the doctors, and one doctor recommended another doctor, which recommended another doctor, which recommended another doctor. And finally, as I'm passing out during a pulmonary function test, I'm being told you should really consider trying to get back into regular exercise. And, you know, the skeptic in me was like, yeah, but it hurts though. not just the like minor, like, oh, hey, when you work out, you feel the burn. It was like, no, I feel the popping and snapping and sharp pains that come with having joint problems, inflammation, and knee problems. So I was assigned physical therapy. And what I will say is that physical therapy is great. If anything, I think it is, one, it's really expensive, but if you can afford it, it teaches you alternatives to strengthening the entire like system around the problem versus just working on fixing the problem. And this is where the first part of this came in, where I love doing squats. It's kind of weird. I know, I just do air squats. I don't do any weight or anything. But when I get bored, I kind of just start doing squats when I'm playing Tetris, because sometimes I'm standing. I just start doing squats randomly. I know it's really weird, but it's like, it's not like I'll do like 5,000 squats. I'll just, you know, do like 10 really quick. And it's like, oh, okay, cool. Just lubricate the knees. One doctor told me, this is really bad for you because you're straining the tendons and ligaments that are already inflamed. You should probably not do this. So again, it's good for you. You should stop. But when I got to physical therapy, they were very adamant about what we want to do is we want to make doing squats good for you again. So let's focus on strengthening all the muscles around your knee and all the muscles that support your, you know, you doing squats, so that your knees aren't taking as much of the load and that you'll be better able to, you know, do the things that you want to do because they are good for you. Mm-hmm. So I guess I want to open this up by asking you, Kathy, is there anything that you started doing because originally it was good for you that ultimately you either think you should stop or you made the decision to stop?
I mean, the thing that immediately comes to mind is also my journey for physical therapy. After I gave birth to the surrogate baby, I had a lot of back and hip issues, and eventually I sucked it up and went to the physical therapist myself, and it was a great solution for me because we figured out kind of what the heck was going on. And one of the things that I had previously been doing to kind of treat the pain and issues was basically forward fold type thing. So child's pose, where you kind of curl up over yourself, and those types of stretches. Well, come to find out, that is why my sciatic was hurting, was because I was relieving the pressure in my back, but something that I was doing was rubbing against the sciatic nerve and basically causing it to become significantly inflamed. And through a lot of trial and error, we learned, oh, this is what is doing it. So even though it was relieving the pressure in my back and hips like I needed to, it was then causing future pain as well, because nothing is by itself. Everything is connected. And that kind of sucks to go in and do that. I've been trying to think of another non-physical therapy thing, but I can barely think of my own name right now. So that's my part of the story.
I had this, you know, yesterday I bumped into this XKCD comic while I was working on a blog post. I know that that sounds like the most influencer thing I've ever said. I was working on a blog post when I stumbled across this gem of knowledge. The topic was very much like someone was struggling with their computer, and someone was like, oh, why don't you just do this? And then like they proceeded to execute this long list of things that they should try to make it work. And the header or the caption for the comic was, I can't wait for the day where my computer knowledge will be rendered obsolete. And this is like one of those things where, you know, we just talked about like doing our taxes. And for me, like I took pride in being able to do my own taxes. This was like a thing that I was an adult very early, well, earlier in my life than others. I've been doing my own taxes since I was 16 years old. And it was this moment of like, I know how to do my taxes. I'm going to do my taxes. I'm going to save the money, even though it's not that cheap anymore, and just do the taxes myself. And it got to a point where it was like your pride of being able to do your taxes versus the, like, I spent 6 hours on over the weekend doing my taxes. And it's like, I get that like 6 hours in a single weekend is, you know, one time out of the year is probably not a lot, but like during that same time, my family went, you know, my daughter went to this tea party that was absolutely amazing for her and she had a blast. I was pulling my hair out. I was completely frustrated. I was frustrated. I mean, I'm still frustrated to this day. I also have this anxiety of like, did I do everything right? What if I messed up? All this other stuff. Whereas if someone was who was professionally trained to do this, where it was their job to do this, knowing that I can afford that help, if I just gave that to someone else, I could just genuinely be happier. I would be healthier because we know that too much stress is a bad thing. There are a lot of little things. And even with things like I've given up the battle of yard work. I let someone else do it because they will do a much better job than I can. And I'm almost to that point with like house cleaning. Not saying that they would have to come every single week, but like if someone came in once a month and just really did a deep clean, like we are learning that we have allergies and we gotta keep up on that stuff. So just being like, yeah, it's good for you to be able to do this. And it's good that you're showing that initiative. Stop. Get some help.
Yes. Oh my gosh. I feel that so much. We have somebody come every 2 weeks to deep clean the house. And it is truly life-changing in a way that I cannot even mention. But also coming back to your conversation about how much time you spend on your taxes, how much time is an hour of your life worth? Like if you were, I don't know, being paid hourly, what would you pay yourself in that hour? And then you times it by six. Is it less than a professional to do your taxes? Pretty much guaranteed. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, I would definitely think like 6 hours, like a day's worth of work is probably less. Like I probably get paid more for a day's worth of work than it would be to hire someone to do my taxes.
Yeah. Considering one of my clients is a tax accountant and I know how much they charge, I can guarantee you. Yes.
Yeah.
So on top of like removing the stress, that time, your time is worth something, even though you didn't have to pull something out of your pocket. And because, yes, you have the privilege of having this, these funds available, it is not a lesser, like you are not a less like adulty adult because you hire somebody to do it. Just like I know how to change the oil in my car. I'm not going to. Why would I?
I've absolutely given. Yeah, no, I take it to the dealership. We prepay for service when we bought our car and it ran out finally. And they were like, well, it's going to be like $200. And I, in that moment, I was like, okay, I know what my comfort level is with changing the oil. I'm perfectly fine to do this. I can do this. I really don't want to. And I also don't want to have to clean up any oil or other stuff. And I also don't want to have to get the supplies to do this. So yes, I know it would save me, but I, you know, cars at this point get their oil changed if they're gasoline, you know, dinosaur burning vehicles. You do it 2, maybe 3 times a year now. Or if you're Kathy, you do it once every 5 years. And the light is just yelling at you. I'm kidding. But, you know, the overall benefit of being able to say, I know enough about my vehicle to know what I'm willing to do and what I'm not willing to do. They asked for a air filter and cabin filter replacement. They wanted to charge $100 for that. That takes no time. It makes no mess. And you can get the parts for $20. So I was like, okay, I'll still do that part. Like, right. I'm going to save the $80 on the thing that takes me 5 minutes to do in my garage and doesn't make a mess. But like all the other stuff, no, thank you. That's all you. I will pay you exorbitant amounts of money to do that. And
yes.
And I think that that's where, you know, maybe wrapping this topic up is really good, that like we understand that in all of these decisions, they come with a certain level of like the privilege of being able to not do things. But I also believe that I think we use in some cases the fear of being privileged to prevent us from doing things that we just shouldn't be doing. And I'm not saying that you shouldn't. If you enjoy mowing your yard, go mow your yard. Let that zen happen. I make coffee that's very, very sweet and probably not good for me. And I do it because the 10 minutes that it takes for me to prep my beans, pull a shot of espresso, practice my latte art, that is a moment of peace in what is a very stressful day in most cases. So I, instead of going to Starbucks and just, you know, grabbing a drink of the same quality or going to the local, you know, local coffee shop and doing something like that, I do choose to do the thing that, you know, I can do, just do it on my own. And I really enjoy those moments. But I think what we're talking about are those things that we've ultimately learned don't bring joy, don't bring satisfaction, and sometimes can actually be more costly. Because what happens when you're mowing the yard and you accidentally run over an electric line or something like that, and then you've got no power? Or what happens when you try to
do your taxes wrong and you get this letter saying that you did this wrong and you don't know how to fix it?
Yeah, you owe tons of money in the future, or you try to do your own home repairs and you know, someone was talking about how they drilled into a water line or a gas line. And it's like, yeah, no, those are life-threatening things that you can do wrong. Don't do those things. I think there's nothing wrong with saying like, okay, if I'm able to, I'm definitely going to give myself the ability to do these things, even though, sure, it's good to know them. It's good to learn a little bit about them. But I think at the end of the day, you can just go, it's good for me, but it's also good for me if I just stop doing this.
Yeah, it's okay to give yourself permission to not do something.
Yes. Oh, that reminds me. Can I tell you one of my new favorite quotes that I'm telling people now that I'm in a position of leadership?
Yeah.
You don't need my permission to be awesome.
Oh, I love that.
Yes.
That's so good.
Shout out to my friend Lauren, who gave me a sticker that said that one time. It's been 2 years, and I have started saying that almost like every other day. At this point, you don't need permission. You don't need my permission to be awesome.
That is incredible. I freaking love that quote so much. So freaking much. Is there anything else we want to talk about?
I don't think so.
We're good.
Yeah.
Cool. Well then, what is your connection for the next fortnight?
Well, I think you mentioned it. It's a toss up. It's either going to be to get my AC unit serviced before it becomes really too expensive to do it, because you never get these things serviced during the summer, because that's when they're absolutely like pushed back and it's stupid expensive. Yeah. Or I need to find someone to come in and do like a deep clean of the house.
And I think you should find somebody to do a cleaning, and you should hire them for every 2 weeks or once a month.
Well, here's why I'm debating this. We still have to get our floors replaced. We're still like in that process of trying to get the floors swapped out. And while I don't expect them to do this work in the next week, they're supposed to be doing it sometime soon. So it may just logistically become like not possible for them to get in and do a bunch of stuff, because there's going to be like a crew working at the same time and just making a bigger mess. But I think that that's going to be on my list of things to do. I'm going to add it to my Hobonichi for things that need to get done in March to hire a cleaner. So if it's not mine, not my topic for my connection for this one, it'll be my connection for the next one.
Perfect. Then yes, do get your air conditioning finished.
Yes.
Reset.
Yes.
Set up.
It seems like it's working now, but of course you want to get it serviced every year. Also, we have a home warranty, and they will not honor that warranty if you don't get regular maintenance on it. So.
Well, and two, isn't this the first year that you are in this house in the summer?
I mean, we kind of moved at the end of summer. Like we moved, like we were in it for August, for all of August. Okay. So, I mean, we know what it's supposed to feel like in the house. Okay. But even when we bought the house, they were like, hey, these AC units are a little bit older. It's going to be, you should probably keep an eye on them. And if they fail, the insurance company is supposed to fix it, because that's what the home warranty is for. So like if they don't, like if we don't do our part, they don't have to do their part. So we want to make sure that we're doing everything in our ability for them to do their part.
Yeah. So yeah, it sounds like you should definitely get your AC looked at. All right. My connection is I have some changing responsibilities with one of my clients, and I need to stop hiding and realize that yes, I can do these jobs, this thing, and I need to actually sit down and do what I need to do with them, because instead of being scared of it, that I'm not going to do a good job, because I don't know if you know this, but if you don't do something, not only does it not go away, but you can't do a good job if you don't do any job.
Yeah, I was going to say, no job is worse than bad job.
Yeah. Yeah. So that is my plan. What about our conductors?
Our conductors, like our tech podcast listener of the show, Pillix, says, get better. Try to work on PodShift a little more. Keep applying for jobs. I think that's enough. Yeah, that sounds like a lot. And I think that's... I don't know about the order of those, but I think get better being the first one is probably a good starting point.
Definitely. Our robotics engineer of the show, Aiden, says, next connection, clean the garage. There's some exercise equipment buried in there somewhere, and I would like to at least think about using it over the next little while, but first I have to find it. Very good point. Yes. Good luck finding it.
And then our oracle of the show, Soph.
Nope. Oh, yep.
Our oracle of the show, Soph, says, next connection, I have a conference paper to present soon, so I need to start writing that on my days off. Days off being in quotation marks.
Yes. Our soprano of the show, Debo, says, next connection, just make it through Easter, which is a busy time of year for a church musician. Yeah. It's a little busy for you.
So, some of even say it's the Super Bowl of... it's the big game.
The big game.
Our shark of the show, One Pair of Shoes, says, my connection for next time is to take a load of cardboard to the recycling station. Ooh, that's a good one. And I immediately got flashbacks to the last time I had to do that. And we still have a giant pile of cardboard that still has to get slowly recycled.
Oops. Our identical twin of the show, Aaron, says, new connection, for my health, I'm cutting caffeine, fast food, and having little to no alcohol. While I miss coffee, I also look forward to making strides towards my weight goals. Oof. I'm sorry that you are taking all the joy out of food, but I am also very proud of you. So good luck.
I just want to throw out there, why the coffee loss for weight? Coffee is a diuretic as long as you drink it black, which also, yes, the best way to drink coffee, if it's not espresso, is black. The nameless of the show, Nameless, says, some new connections, submitting college applications and statements of intent for the master programs that I'm interested in. Best of luck on that. I have no idea what that process looks like, so I am hoping for the best for you.
Indeed. Panda of the show, James, new connection, take a break again. Insert loud sigh here. James, don't make me yell at you. Please do it.
Our fish bear of the show, Fishikai, says, new connection, let's try this one more time. Get some household admin done after I replace my water heater. Fishikai, if I remember correctly, weren't you also sick? So is get better on that list as well? If not, I'm not going to tell you what to do, but I would encourage you to get better.
Our tire advocate of the show, Chinta, says, new connection, sleep. Make sure that I go to bed at a reasonable hour each night rather than playing Tears of the Kingdom until I fall asleep on the controller. Yes, good call on that. If you would like to submit a connection and be a part of our conductors, you can do so in the Relay Discord in the hashtag show follow-up channel by starting your message with the conduit emoji and putting your connection after. You can also submit a connection via feedback by clicking the link in the show notes or using the submit feedback button at relay.fm/conduit. Visit imasuperconductor.com to become a member today to get access to pre and post show banter, an ad-free episode, and a co-working session in the off weeks with myself and Jay. Lastly, check out uconwearit.com for some great conduit merch, including some pretty great t-shirts that say that hashtag breakroom made me do it and hashtag keyboards made me buy it. Thank you to Ecamm for sponsoring this week's episode. Jay, did we do it?
I just remembered I bought some more keycaps. So yes, we did. We did conduit.